The others flitted about Drogo, closer and closer. The Carl did not react. His eyes were fixed on distant brown hills, the reins loose in his hands. Beneath his painted vest, a plaster of fig leaves and cake-blue mud covered the wound on his breast. The herb woman had made it for him. Miri Mazdur's poultice had itched and burned, and he had torn it off 6 days ago, cursing her for a meji. The mud plaster was more soothing, and the herb woman made him poppy wine as well. He'd been drinking it heavily these past 3 days. When it was not poppy wine, it was fermented mare's milk, or pepper beer. Yet he scarcely touched his food, and he thrashed and groaned in the night. Danny could see how drawn his face had become. Rago was restless in her belly, kicking like a stallion. Yet even that did not stir Drogo's interest as it had. Every morning her eyes found fresh lines of pain on his face when he woke from his troubled sleep. And now, this silence, it was making her afraid. Since they had mounted up at dawn, he had not said a word. When she spoke, she got no answer but a grunt. And not even that much since midday.